WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light rain, 67 degrees. We look for isolated showers to continue this morning. Skies will become mostly sunny eventually, and we'll have a high around 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The Clarinda Police Department reports the escapee from the Clarinda Academy, 16-year-old Mariah Thomas, has been apprehended near Waukee by the State Patrol. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. Now, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers had said the teen apparently jumped from a second-story window from a dorm at the academy sometime between 12:30 a.m. and 1 a.m. today. Authorities had said that around 4:10 a.m., a black female matching Thomas's description had stopped at the Casey store in Villisca and asked for directions to the interstate. She was reportedly driving a white Ford Ranger and was by herself. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In other news, the Atlantic City Council on Wednesday evening approved a grant agreement between the FAA and other related matters with regard to a just over $1.04 million grant for the airport's paving and lighting project. Atlantic City Administrator Doug Harris.
I might point out that the city's share of this grant would be $156,214.05. There was a bond issue for improvements back in 2006, and there was money left over in that bond. But they have been using those funds. There's $221,000 left right now of those bond funds. So given this, there's some expense already they've incurred for grading and other paving. So the estimated balance in that fund at the end of this would be $58,839.
And the total cost of the project is about $1.196 million. The Mills County Sheriff's Department said yesterday that two people were arrested Wednesday morning on theft charges associated with missing vehicles. 41-year-old Shelley Dawn Race of Shenandoah and 48-year-old Carl Allen Race of Clarinda were taken into custody following a traffic stop. They were each charged with two counts of theft in the second degree. Carl Race also faces a violation of protection order charge for which there is no bond. Shelley and Carl Race's bond on the other charges was set at $10,000 each. The couple's arrest stems from an investigation into the theft of a pickup. The Page County Sheriff's Office said it was notified that a 1993 Chevy 2500 Standard Cab pickup owned by David Mellencamp of rural Clarinda, which was reported stolen on Tuesday, had been recovered Wednesday morning during the traffic stop in Mills County. Also found with the stolen pickup was a 2007 Suzuki motorcycle that had been reported stolen Tuesday. The cycle is owned by Larry Athen of rural Shenandoah. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said the motorcycle's information had not been released to the press as an investigation was being conducted, and a press release, he said, could have compromised the immediate investigation. Both vehicles were entered as stolen through the NCIC system for law enforcement when they were reported. In other news, deputies in Mills County arrested 26-year-old Mackenzie Ann Megason of Malvern on Tuesday. She was taken into custody on a warrant for being a fugitive from justice that had been issued out of Omaha. Megason was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. A pursuit Tuesday afternoon in northwestern Pottawatomie County ended within an hour when a teenaged runaway from Nebraska surrendered to authorities near the Missouri River. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie says the incident involving the 17-year-old male driver of a 1996 Nebraska-plated Nissan sedan began at around 4:10 p.m. Tuesday at the 130th Street exit off of Interstate 680.
The vehicle continued north onto 145th Street, where he started exceeding speeds of 70 miles an hour after the deputy had tried to stop him for running the stop sign after coming off the exit. Other deputies obviously became engaged. One of the deputies was running northbound parallel with the vehicle as the other pursuing deputy was behind him. They continued on to Metal Arc Loop, where at 140th Street, they continued northbound where he entered a private drive and drove off into the growth and the brush.
Once the teen ditched the car, he took off on foot. An Omaha police helicopter, Able 1, was contacted to search for the teen.
And after some time, they located the vehicle about a mile from where deputies were at. Eventually, they did locate the driver, Abel One did, and deputies proceeded that direction where the juvenile came out with his hands in the air. Basically, he had been down next to the river.
The teen was missing one of his socks and shoes when he surrendered to deputies. While his parents were being contacted, the teen was brought to the juvenile detention facility in Council Bluffs. Sergeant Ritchie says the young man faces numerous charges, including failure to stop, careless driving, eluding or attempting to elude a law enforcement vehicle, and criminal mischief in the third degree. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Wednesday night of 20-year-old Kyle Robert Danick of Red Oak. Danick was taken into custody at around 10:40 a.m. for public intoxication following an incident at the 40-mile marker of Highway 34 west of Stanton. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. An adult and child were transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center following a collision Tuesday evening in Clarinda. Police in Clarinda said Wednesday that an SUV driven by 31-year-old Don Pullen and a pickup driven by 61-year-old Joanne Rogers, both of Clarinda, collided at the intersection of 14th and Lincoln Streets at around 5:35 p.m. Officials say both vehicles entered the intersection at about the same time. Following the impact, the SUV veered north and through the yard at 222 East Lincoln before coming to rest. The pickup was spun around by the impact and came to rest at the northwest corner of the intersection after driving over two small trees. The pickup lost a rear tire when it hit the sidewalk. The tire rolled through the yard and hit a stair railing at 222 East Lincoln, jarring the railing loose. Joanne Rogers was transported to the hospital to be checked for possible injuries. A passenger in the SUV, 10-year-old Sander Pullen, was strapped into a child safety seat but was transported by ambulance to the hospital to be checked for injuries. Rogers was cited by police for failure to yield to a vehicle on her right. Damage from the crash amounted to $9,000. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office Tuesday introduced a new deputy to the force. During a meeting of the Shelby County Board of Supervisors, Sheriff Mark Irvey introduced Nathan Pigsley to the board. Pigsley is a certified officer and worked for 1 year at the Audubon County Sheriff's Department. Irvey said Pigsley worked at the Shelby County Communications Center when he was going through college, so he knows the department and is from the area. Deputy Pigsley's first day on duty was Tuesday. And the Harlan City Council Tuesday approved a change order to the Harlan Police Department's construction project. The council approved an $11,000 addition to the new structure for a basement, along with $1,500 for radon detection. They had previously discussed the cost of the basement at their last meeting on August 20th. The council approved the costs because it was relatively low and will give the police department extra room on the main floor. Well, Iowa foster care officials say violence between children in foster care is very rare. The Department of Human Services is investigating the case of a 5-year-old foster boy who was killed this weekend, allegedly by a teenager living in the same foster home in western Iowa. Vern Armstrong, administrator of the Iowa DHS, says that children are matched with foster families based on several factors, including the distance from their biological parents, and they're often placed with other foster kids.
Very common. We actually would probably say the majority of our homes have unrelated kids placed together.
While having unrelated children placed together in foster homes is commonplace, physical aggression between them is not.
Actually, I hear about it more when there are sibling groups placed together. There might be some sibling stuff going on, and they're used to each other. It's really rare to hear, especially of a serious kind of assault between one foster child and another. I can't remember the last time we've had something like that.
More than 10,000 Iowa children are placed in foster care at some point during a typical year. The state currently has around 2,100 licensed foster families. 70 foster children have died of natural causes in Iowa since 1997, but prior to this week, none had died from abuse. 17-year-old Cody Metzger-Madsen is charged as an adult with killing 5-year-old Dominic Elkins. The boys had lived together since early August with a foster family in a rural area of Harrison County. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, the UN says if it gets a formal request from Russia, it'll consider the country's argument that any U.S. strike on Syria's atomic facilities might cause a nuclear catastrophe. President Obama and other world leaders are in St. Petersburg, Russia, for the Group of 20 Economic Summit. Obama's push to take military action against the Syrian regime for its alleged chemical weapons attacks on its civilians is expected to overshadow any economic issues. Pope Francis is urging leaders at the G20 summit in Russia to abandon the futile pursuit of a military solution to the civil war and instead work for dialogue and negotiations to end the conflict. The Pope sent a letter to Russian President Vladimir Putin saying one-sided interests have prevailed in Syria, preventing a peaceful solution and allowing the continued senseless massacre of innocents. And the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped 9,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 323,000, near the lowest level since June of 2008. The figure shows that employers are laying off fewer and fewer workers, and a private survey from the payroll company ADP shows that American businesses added 176,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than in June and July, but roughly in line with the monthly average for the year. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Bernice Burnside, age 99, formerly of Lewis, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bernice Burnside will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Adelaide Cron, age 86, who's formerly of Panama, died Sunday. In Harlan, a massive Christian burial service for Adelaide Cron will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rodney Rhodes, age 59 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rodney Rhodes will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Valera Mayberry, age 100, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Valera Mayberry will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Smith, age 101 of Lewis, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Velma Smith will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Verna Christensen, age 95 of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Verna Christensen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lynn Christensen, age 75, who was formerly of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lynn Christensen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Dorothy Weiss, age 88 of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Weiss will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Lincoln, age 74 of Stewart, died Sunday. A visitation for Gary Lincoln will be held September 12th at 6 p.m. at the Stewart Legion Hall. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.